Does your computer sound like this?
All right. Well, that is my little buddy, Herman, my pet cockatoo who is still wants to talk. He's about almost 22 years old. And he wanted to open the show today. And he still wants... He has a lot to say. He's been going on for the last 10 minutes. So he's starting to tire out a little.
But I'm contemplating the thought of letting him continue to talk and be audible through the whole show.
He whistles right at the microphone. It's so cute. All right. Very good. You did very well.
You win.
Oh, he's the best.
He's on sing mode.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, anyway, I think... let me just scroll over here a little bit. We'll just... fade in some music. Too bad there's no headphones for the little guy.
It was a good premiere, though.
Yes. So I think it's been a little while. I've been busy with various things. Let's see, what else? In other news, on the weeks of July from, I guess, let's see, the 14th and... possibly the 21st, I'll probably be off, because I'll be on vacation in Italy for the first time ever, leaving, like, the East Coast at all.
So. I could make all sorts of bad jokes at this point, but we've been there before, and I'm not going to do it again.
Herman! What do you think about this?
Yay!
Oh! Thank you! Exactly! See, now I think that sums up perfectly everything that needs to be said. So, now that we're here, messengers are live. The telephones are live. So, AIM, TBRN Live, MSN, live at tbrn.net. Call 1-866-558-TBRN for the best radio network, or the Beyond Radio Network,
or the
Bird
network.
Radio Network,
or the Bent Right Network.
And that was a word from our sponsor.
Exactly.
Now he's lost interest.
Now he's sitting in the corner on the table. Preening.
Thingy.
I think he's had enough.
Aw.
What?
Tissue.
Oh. Hey, man. You're filthy. He's so cute.
It's 5 o'clock.
Ooh, sorry.
Ah, that's true. Now.
There we go.
Let's see. So, what else is new?
Well, we discussed things before the show, but I don't think this is really the forum for those.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, so I think I said that I had ordered a Integra 7. Well, as it turns out, the asshole that was trying to sell it didn't actually have any in his possession. He was like getting them from to be waiting for them to get like freaking delivered to him. I'm like, are you kidding me? Give me my money back. So I'll have to wait till I can find someone that actually has one and buy it from them. But it's, you know, no big deal.
It's a process.
Just like grieving.
Exactly.
All right.
Is he a little drummer boy?
He did. He just knocked on the bottle.
Aw.
That's what that was. So yeah. Just chilling out. I was looking at, for a short moment, I was thinking about, whether or not I wanted to finally order a new, like, laptop, like a powerful laptop, because usually I would get a new laptop or any other machine after, like, two generations, you know, like every other generation of CPU and GPU, I usually will upgrade. But
that's probably gonna be on my agenda here in the next month or two. Now that things that we discussed pre-show have happened,
yeah.
Probably once we get moved in, we're probably gonna each get a new MacBook of the highest order.
There you go. Yeah, I was looking at basically the current version of the same thing I have as well, which is now will be the Sager 8250.
And it's
like you could spec. I gotta go to the website just so you can see the specs you can set on this freaking monster.
Because
now, they have now with you know the like the micro SATA or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Now they can fit even more drives, basically.
Yeah.
So this thing, let's see, let's scroll down to the 8250 special edition. Let's see what we got here. 15.6 inch matte type screen, which is, I have a glossy screen, but it's still basically the same panel, probably 1920 by 1080, 95% NTSC color gamut. Let's send, I would be getting, let's say, probably in the i7-4900 MQ, which is 2.8 to 3.8, and the GTX 780M.
You are 100 above me now.
Well, in my tower, I have the 680s. But...
So, I'm actually on par with your tower.
Yeah. With SLI 680s?
No.
In a laptop? One,
no. The iMac, and it's only one GPU. Yeah. Although I have to say, for something that's the rear of which is made completely out of aluminum, I'm surprised that I've never actually seen the thing significantly rise in tactile temperature.
What do you think of their new trash can computer?
Yeah, it's that's a hell of a gamble.
I forget where I was. Oh my god. This was like just the other day. And I was walking by a big black trash can that looked exactly the same as the new Mac Pro.
Yes, I've seen this.
You know the you ever see a big black trash can with like a rounded top with a hole in the middle? And it's like smooth, curved. Mm-hmm. That's what their new computer looks like.
I kind of figured with that title.
Yeah, the trash can. It's just ridiculous looking.
The eye can.
Yes, that's what they should call it.
Ah, can.
The bird approves of this discussion.
Yes, yes.
I can tell it. If only you could see his little face.
Aww.
He makes the cutest little faces.
he heard a change in the average tone of voice.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's just... That's so cute. Anyway, continuing on. So what else? What else can you build with this? On Exotic PC, they'll do a full copper upgrade to the heat sinks. Replace all the heat sinks with full copper, which is nice. And 32 gigs of RAM. So let's see. And then we go. Okay, mSATA SSD. So probably let's say 240 gig Intel. Then hard drive. So you got the mSATA SSD. And now a regular hard drive. So how about the new 480 gig Intel SSD and the second hard drive? How about So one hard drive, internal hard drive, the 750 gig Seagate hybrid drive, and then the 480. So you got a 240 gig SSD, a 480 gig SSD, a 750 gig, the Seagate hybrid drive, and how about another 750 gig Seagate hybrid drive in the optical drive bay slot?
Nice.
Four freaking drives.
Good lord.
Four drives and a 15-inch laptop. How sick is that? That's just insane. And then anything to not use Intel's wireless cards. So let's see, the Bigfoot Killer Networks wireless N with Bluetooth. Sounds good to me. That's really just the Theros stuff now.
This thing's going to get like 5 minutes on battery.
You're not buying it to use the battery.
Yeah.
My current one will last maybe an hour and a half. And the other thing is you can't run the graphics card unless it's plugged in anyway. Because the graphics card's like 150. It takes like 150, 100. No, I forget how many watts. I want to say it actually. I think it does take like. I think the 485. I might be wrong. I'll have to.
It just goes on to integrated graphics.
No, there isn't any. Well, on my current one, they didn't build it to use the Intel graphics, so I don't have that at all. On this CPU. Well, technically, it's on the CPU, but it's the motherboard doesn't support it.
That's always going to be my problem with laptops, is that I have to be able to run them on battery. I know. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, for when this thing... right now, right, my current one, it's got the GTX 485M in it, right? Now, on battery, it clocks down... When it's plugged in and running a game, I'm clocking it at 650 megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
When it's on battery, it goes to 75 megahertz.
Huh.
Now, 75 megahertz of the 485M is only a little bit slower than Ivy Bridge graphics. Because I literally tested it on the Lenovo Helix. So I had a Lenovo Helix. I was running Unigen Heaven. No, the Valley demo. On this, I was running the Valley demo. And on a desktop GTX 570, I was running the Valley demo. And the Ivy Bridge graphics was a little faster. About between like... Let's see. So... The Valley demo was probably running at about 10 frames per second, 10 to 15 frames per second peak. That, if I recall correctly, that was at 720 like resolution, a 720p type resolution. Mm-hmm. Also, and so I was getting like 10 to 15 frames per second with the Ivy Bridge, and I was getting about 8 to 12 on the 485 running at 75 megahertz. Huh. So if you think about it that way, if it was running Sandy Bridge graphics, it's basically exactly as fast at 75 megahertz as integrated graphics anyway. So,
at least they're trying.
Yeah. And, you know, it's obviously the integrated graphics would still use less power, but
yeah,
it's still not bad in that respect. So, you know, the performance is still the same. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the only things obviously that are better, I don't even know, like, what level of performance in laptops right now, what's the bridge where you need power to run the card versus not? I have no idea. I never even bothered to look.
For me, the point of change is going to be whether or not I actually have to have that.
Well, I don't mean philosophically. I mean literally, physically. What chip level of performance is the limit? What's the power usage where they can't run on battery? I'm saying, what's the highest performing graphics card on a laptop that doesn't need to be plugged in to run?
I don't know examples, but based on prior experience, you're probably looking at something that uses more than 85 watts.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say probably, yeah, like 80 watts is probably
85
the limit.
Or 95, because that's usually the limit of what that power source can provide.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see if the internet has an answer.
You're going to ask the series of tubes?
Yes! Let's see.
I gotta get my friends to start calling me George.
What? Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
But it fits.
I've shortened it down to the cereal tubes.
That, and I gotta start learning more of his jokes. Oh.
No, that wasn't. That wasn't actually George that did that, though. That was Ted Stevens. the guy from Alaska that died in the plane crash. You're thinking of how George referred to it as the internets.
Yeah, it's a series of tubes. Yep. And we don't have tube one.
I'm glad that I get that reference.
Surely somebody would have seen two tubes that were this big by now.
George Carlin?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but that's pretty crazy. The freaking the laptop GTX 780M, it's basically almost on par with the performance, almost, of a desktop GTX 680.
That's somehow not surprising.
Well, that's pretty impressive that they literally have basically almost current generation performance equivalent to a desktop on a laptop, finally. I think that's pretty significant.
I think at this point that's almost to be expected. I mean, it's just the kind of expectation that users are going to have.
I don't know. Not in that market, because again, most people are not going to buy that because one, they wouldn't even understand that it has to be, you know, the whole power requirement and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody's, you know, they're not selling a lot of those. They sell enough of them, obviously. So, anyway, I can't seem to find anything that looks like an answer to this question, which is disappointing. I want to say, I think, like, previous NVIDIA generation, I think, like, a, up to a 650M runs on battery. I don't know about anything more. Not sure. Who knows? Doesn't really matter. Because the performance of that is really insignificant anyway. That's the thing. Come here, you.
Go, Herman, go.
Oh, he's fine where he is. All right,
don't,
so...
Don't mind him. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you... interesting observation here about what we were just discussing. What you figured out there seems to align with what Apple kind of has on offer right now. The 650 is the highest end that they have in any of their products.
Yeah. All right. Well, apparently I can't escape this intro sequence. I'm pretty sure we saw this already, but whatever.
Hey, it's been 2 weeks. It's not going to hurt us to go through it again.
No. Situation comedy.
No.
Okay, looks like Sam and Max are in a standoff.
Ooh.
They're glaring at each other.
I got it! Ah, I got it! Hello. Yes? Yes? Sweet mother of double jeopardy backstroking and butterscotch. We're on our way.
Who was it? The Girl Scouts lawyers again?
That was the commissioner. You'll never guess which unduly famous TV personality made the most wanted criminals list this week.
Phyllis Diller? Gavin McLeod? Wink Martindale?
Close. Myra Stump, the darling hawk of daytime talk.
Myra? As in America's mom? The woman who told Tom Hanks to get a haircut? Surely you jest.
She's holding her audience hostage and giving them valuable gifts against their collective will.
I don't normally endorse the use of the word dastardly, but this is clearly dastardly, I think.
We've got to drive over to the station right away, or at our earliest convenience.
Great! I've been itching to bust some skulls since they canceled my so-called life.
Adjusting the resolution here. Herman, I know you want to hack the computer. He's on top of my laptop. He's standing on the keyboard.
Oh, goodness.
Like it's his nest. He's protecting it. Oh, I try to take him away. He gets in attack position. It's adorable.
Warp drive.
What? Warp drive? Let's turn that on. I'm in the options now because I'm adjusting the resolution. And there's an option called warp drive. We just activated it. I'm just switching the resolution here. All right.
What are you doing over there?
Stop that,
Herman.
He's heavy enough that if he like. Moves in the right way, he presses a key. That's why the Windows beeping is happening.
Yeah, toss this.
I think I'm gonna put him back. So, just bear with the cool music for a moment. Mm-hmm. Or feel free to navigate around.
Slowed enough.
Well, they changed all the controls around, so it's kind of different than the other one.
I never played any of them.
Well, it's a point-and-click adventure.
Ah, that is cool.
How wrong can you go?
Plenty.
Alright.
I can point my click away into a corner and screw something up.
Alright. The burger.
This is a team effort.
The bird just flew back to Rav when I tried to leave the room.
Oh gosh. His wings are his. Yeah, wait a minute. His, wait a minute. His wings aren't clipped.
No, I'll close the door.
Watching the bunny run around and seemingly lost in thought. He even goes off screen.
Alright. Let's see.
My toes are all a-twitter that we've gotten another case so close on the heels of the last one.
Don't say a Twitter, Sam.
Well, well, Myra Stump holding her audience hostage. You watch that particular bit of daytime fluff occasionally, don't you, Max?
Whenever our TV's out of hock. For some reason, I can't get enough of her sharp-toothed maternal ranting.
You're a lovable but essentially useless lump of fur and icky stuffing materials, Max.
On the contrary, I can be a vital source of alternative insight into the problems that plague you.
Well, there's that. Let's get going.
You lead and I'll follow haphazardly, shall I?
Anybody home? Guess not. Brady Culture's hair. It makes for an unwieldy but oh-so-enchanting memento of our first case in a long while.
He howled like a sick wallaby when I shaved it off him. Good times.
You crack me up, little buddy. Thugs and Hoodlum's file cabinet is almost full.
Can I help it if I come from a large family?
We should have Jesse James's hand appraised one of these days.
I bet it's especially valuable because it's autographed.
When I got this thing, I thought it would be useful.
Where else would we keep the pieces of paper that we're never going to look at again?
A bulletin board.
20 years worth of electric bills take up a surprising amount of space. I bought that VCR at the supermarket.
So you know it's a good one.
Still smells like asparagus, though.
Welcome back, America, to day 3.5 of my most special episode ever. You don't want to miss any of our exciting guests coming up this hour. Plus, everyone in the audience is going to be getting a lifetime supply of non-dairy creamer!
We don't need non-dairy creamer. We need sleep.
Oh, I see. You were all thrilled when I gave you cars, then all expense paid vacations, and then home entertainment centers. But now, after I worked so hard and sacrificed so much, you'd rather sleep. It's all about you, isn't it? I guess nothing I ever do is good enough for you.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe we'll start using non-dairy creamer someday.
That's more like it. You see, there's lots more fun to come, so stick around, America, and sit up straight. Nobody trusts a sloucher.
Good old TV. It's the only way I still feel well-adjusted.
I love how Max's desk is like a little old school one.
Yeah, he's got like a little kindergartner's desk.
A very disturbed individual sits here. These donuts must be 3 months old.
I'll be right back with you.
Don't throw that out! I'm saving it for a science experiment.
You bet, little buddy. Hubert doesn't look so hot, Max.
He doesn't look any worse than he did 2 months ago.
Hello, is this the president? It is? Really? Well, thanks. That's all I wanted to know.
Is this the president? Did he punch the president?
Sam, it's me. Open the window. I'm trapped on a ledge again. Sam, come on. I have to pee. And the PTA is here, and they're carrying signs. Hey, Sam, it's me again. I found a way to solve all three of my problems at once. But I'm going to be needing bail.
Hi, Sam. This is your therapist calling. I have to cancel our appointment because I'm giving up the practice to go into publishing. Speaking of which, thanks for all your great material.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Sam, it's me.
Nothing useful in here.
How ironic.
Is there anything in the drawers?
The drawers are just painted on to make the desk seem useful.
Nice.
Mr. Spatula's looking good today.
Isn't he plastic?
All right. Now where are we headed?
Just outside.
Yeah.
Is that the effects of warp drive?
I don't know.
Look, Max. Liver and onions are still in town.
Let's go see them again and again.
He farts when he walks.
He's doing, like, armpit farts.
Aha.
Yes.
It helps him move. Relax. Arnold should have had one of those.
Sam! Max! How nice to see you! I don't suppose you have any candid photos of little green men feeling frisky, do you?
Yes. By which I mean, huh?
It's my new career. I'm a tabloid publisher specializing in the thoughtful analysis of groundbreaking news of interest to myself and others like me.
What's it called?
The Alien Love Triangle Times.
There's nothing like good, hard-nosed journalism.
There we go.
You said it. It's time to find out the real answers to the real questions.
As soon as we find what the
like
real questions are.
What those poor cattle do to deserve that?
No. What do aliens do for romance? Do they love? How do they get their otherworldly thrills?
What the heck?
By playing slots in Keno? That'd explain why they're always seen in Nevada.
Have you learned anything interesting since you started this, magazine?
I learned why Elvis had such an otherworldly
thrill. Because I missed it. What do aliens
Elvis
have to do with any of this?
Sure he was.
Or are we not talking about those kinds of aliens?
Green skin.
Aliens?
Frankly, so.
Oh, aliens.
Disturbing.
It's
distressingly
intimate. Apparently, I can't hear anymore.
Like seeing Stephen King getting a hot butter massage.
Oh, you saw last week's issue.
That was in last week's issue.
Is anybody else an alien that we might not know about?
Dr. Phil.
Well, that goes without saying. Is anybody else an alien?
Yes.
Oh.
What was it you said about a photo?
My new tabloid, the Alien Love Triangle Times, needs a cover photo of an extraterrestrial biological entity, or alien as the unwashed masses calls them, caught getting cozy with some of the locals.
Sybil, I'd like the record to show that although I support you as a friend, your latest project makes my skin decidedly crawly.
Me too, and I like it.
So you're a publisher now? What happened to psychotherapy?
I've always had a fascination with the suppressed and the sensual, and for telling people too much about both. Publishing the Alien Love Triangle Times is a logical extension of all my previous careers. Except maybe Vatican spokesperson.
We'll be back.
Keep watching the supplies.
Mimeograph?
This appears to be some sort of reproductive device.
It's a mimeograph. I use it to print my tabloid.
Okay. Let's see, is there anything else interesting in this room?
Very convenient if you haven't got a bulletin board. Is this the kind with aloe in the sheets for extra softness?
Chloroform, actually. Some of my therapy patients used to get a little rowdy.
You need some of those.
Nothing useful in here.
All right. Well, there doesn't appear to be much to do in here at the moment. Relax. It's a big sign above her, like, office.
This place used to be Lefty's tool rental shop.
Good old Lefty. I'll miss him.
You couldn't stand Lefty. You once poked him in the eye with a number 3 socket spanner.
Exactly. Good times.
Spin the Bottle Championship is coming up.
I like when they do the sudden death round with the Molotov cocktails.
Nice. Did you just punch him?
Yeah, whenever you walk through Max, like, he slaps him into the sky.
And like a cat, he always lands on his feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's down this way.
Inconvenience.
Bosco's Inconvenience. Gun, beer, meat, candy.
Alien Love Triangle Times. Looks like they're sold out.
It's surprisingly popular.
Yeah.
What ho, Samuel? Maximilian?
What the?
You're probably wondering how I know your names.
Not really.
Psst. It's me, Bosco.
What's with the slanted soup strainer, Bosco?
Bosco? I know not that moniker. I am Lord Reginald Rumpelbottom, Earl of Dukedom the Third.
Sam, what language is he speaking?
I'm not sure, Max, but I think it might be English. No, really. What made you convert to British?
It's because everybody's got an in for me. That's why.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we heard.
I had to get a disguise to throw them off the trail. Oh, they'll never find me now.
Especially
they
with that name
tag. They wouldn't
even
know where to begin to look.
Yeah. It says Bosco on it.
I have a totally random question. Why does that guy always remind me of Samuel L. Jackson?
Because he sounds like him in the sentence. That's the way he would sound if he was somewhat crazy and trying to do a British accent.
Yeah, yeah. True that.
What sick forces of evil are bedeviling you this time?
It's the skin bodies, man! They're after me!
Skin bodies? Sounds like a pack of belligerent nudists.
Oh no, the skin bodies are like skinheads, but 10 times worse!
Sure they're not 100 times worse?
Yeah, maybe 100 times, maybe 1,000,000!
And all of a sudden, I'm remembering lines from Samuel L. Jackson in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
These skinbugs. What exactly
Not
are
even
they doing
God knows what you're doing.
This
claim.
Is my... I mean,
did you just call me boy?
My shaving cream.
All the
my name is Zeus.
Pinch, why the shaving cream?
So they can shave their bodies, of course.
Of course.
Oops. Whoa, that's magical.
Ooh.
Something weird happened. I went back to the desktop and
things got shuffled.
Things got on my screen got moved around.
Well,
that's only temporary. Just bear with me here while I adjust something. This is
my name isn't Hey Zeus. It's just Zeus, as in Father of Apollo. King of Mount Olympus. I'm gonna shove a lightning bolt up your ass, Zeus.
Thank you. I'm glad you remember the remainder of the fancy defense system
stopping these skin bodies.
Well, after the whole video delivery conspiracy, I figured I better build something.
I have to answer this phone.
So, I needed to borrow some of the high-tech detecting parts from BTEV.
Meaning nothing stopping people from taking stuff out of the store anymore.
Dash it all! I knew I forgot something!
You're under arrest.
You want to buy something?
Yes, quite so.
What have you got?
Well, there is still one kind of shaving cream the blooming skin bodies haven't got yet.
Oh, yeah, I love shaving.
That's funny. I've never seen you shave.
I didn't mean myself.
And I have a most peculiar device behind the counter.
What peculiar device are you so eager to pawn off on us this time?
It's the latest in Bosco tech innovation. A delightful invention I like to call a chemical-based voice modulator.
Voice modulator? What's that?
I do believe it's self-explanatory.
We don't really have time to explain it to ourselves. Why don't you just explain it to us?
Well, it alters the frequency of your voice molecules. Very useful, very useful.
We'd like that voice modulator.
That will be 30 shillings.
Shillings?
Yeah, I left our shillings in my other pants. How much in dollars?
Let's see here. 30 shillings would be about $1 million.
What?
$1 million? No way are we getting out that many tickets.
I think his conversion tables are a bit off.
If we want that voice modulator.
Worth every shilling. Trust me.
We'll take your
voice
last can of shaving cream.
Really familiar. The British
and
guy.
Tickety-boo. Just bring it to the counter.
He sounds a little bit like Van Winslow from Tales of Monkey Island.
Yes.
Nothing for us right now.
Indeed.
Hands in the air, Bosco. You're coming with us.
Good heavens! What is the meaning of this?
We're taking you in for masquerading as a man of class and distinction.
Yes, surely we do. On the bright side, now you can add the police to your long list of paranoia-induced nightmare subjects.
Pshaw, piffle, pish-posh.
Thanks, Bosco.
Pip-pip, honey nut cheerio.
Oh, dear.
I could use a shave.
I'll say. Your 5 o'clock shadow goes clear to your ankles.
Pause up, big dog! Pig dog! The skin bodies rule the streets!
It's the freaking mouse from their office.
Bugger, blimey, bollock. The little bladder did it again. After him. I mean, tally-ho.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho, fool.
We've got a message. Let's see. Who could it be?
This is good news.
Hello.
Oh, well, hi. Hi, Andrew.
How's it going?
What are you playing this week?
We are playing episode 2 of Sam and Max.
Episode 2? It took you 5 weeks to complete episode 1?
No. It took 2 weeks. So what's new?
Want some?
Absolutely not. Sludgies. This week's flavors, bangers and mash.
That's sausages and potatoes to you Yanks.
What was that?
For a second, I thought it was something disgusting.
I couldn't hear you.
Hi there.
Yo.
And how's your week, Andrew?
Oh, busy, you know. Busy with work.
Oh, my week's been great.
That's good. So.
The nachos.
Yes. Nacho. N-O-T-C-H-O. They're nachos.
It took me a moment to understand.
Nachos.
They're mine. Nachos.
Buy nachos. Free toilet brush with every purchase.
Free toilet brush. I'm sold.
What's that?
I used the game Epic US walkthrough to complete Tim and Max on season 3.
Oh. Seem to be having a problem with the volume on the phone.
Yeah, it's you're affecting both game level and phone level.
That's strange. Yeah, it seems like for some reason the phone probably decided to switch to a different output device on me.
Yeah, because Bria's silly like that.
Yeah.
Bria X-Lite, same difference.
Yeah. Let's see. Yep, look at that. It should be this, I think. Now, let's see if it changed.
Probably won't in the middle of the call.
There we go. That's much better.
Oh, cool. All
right, now we can hear you. So what else is new, Brian?
Oh, nothing much. I'm still waiting for Zoe. I'm still waiting for Zoe on her starting her live shows again on Sunday nights.
Ah. So, let's see. Bathroom terror level.
Bathroom this thing again?
Level. Red, extreme terror. Yellow, lots of terror. Green, probable terror.
Stay out of the loo! It's knackered!
It's knackered.
Warning! Tongues placed on freezer become property of Bosco.
Oh, yes, I remember this too. We're having the recurrence of familiar old locales.
Yeah.
Oh, you played the 7X games?
I wonder if Bosco used the fluid sample I submitted.
I hope not.
Lynn, have you played the 7X games?
I have not, no.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're doing them here on the show.
Yep.
Nothing like a gaggle of security cameras pointed at a guy to make him feel at home.
I'm comfortable with it because I'm uncommonly photogenic.
Well, I think we're gonna move on here.
Okay, I'll talk to you again next week then, Andrew.
All right, take care.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye.
Bye.
Have fun. Did you see a little tiny mouse car driving by or something?
Show up.
I hear them like fighting, but I don't know where they are. How did he get over there?
The power of the slap.
I guess so. Let's go for a drive. You alright over there?
Where are we going, Sam?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading a tweet that was very inappropriate.
After those rats.
Ooh, you dirty rat.
You?
Oh, look in channel text in about 30 seconds.
You'll never catch us. Kind of busy now.
It's kind of nifty to hear because you can tell that they kind of touched on everything with the audio between episode one and episode two.
Take the wheel, little buddy.
I thought you'd never ask. Shoot him, Sam.
I'm trying, but they have good reflexes.
Okay, I think what I need to do is shoot them, and then they go like off the road. There's like I see like ramps that are coming up. I like how you see how the buildings are like growing out of the ground in the far in the perspective.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Maybe you gotta shoot them into the what's it called? Those cones.
Yeah.
You can't dodge my shots forever.
Watch it!
Well, this doesn't appear to work.
Stop now, or we will take decisive disciplinary action.
Never happen, Thomas.
Okay.
Shoot their tires?
That doesn't seem to make any difference. Aha!
Hey, the shaving cream!
Okay.
I got him to finally hit something and they fell in the sewer.
There you go. Have some channel text for later.
Alright, well, we got the shaving cream, I guess.
Is it in that box that's on the lower left?
Yeah, that's our inventory. Tear gas grenade launcher. So, what else? What do we have to do now?
Go to the TV station?
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
I don't know. Walk around the, across town.
Where are we going, Sam?
The TV studio.
Goody!
Whose car is parked behind that one?
I don't know.
They're never gonna get out.
Well, here we are, Max. The TV station with programs too old to be contemporary, too new to be retro, but consistently derivative enough to be popular. WARP.
Television's so mindless, you can't help but watch.
Oh, I thought they were just describing Nick at Night.
Mysteriously so.
Well, let's find this Myra character and smack some good old-fashioned sense into her.
I don't care if we smack it into her or smack it out of her, just so long as there's smacking involved.
Crack me up, little buddy.
Channel 33 and a third.
Woohoo!
Let's just check something here.
If this was DTV, that would actually be reasonable.
It's got a falling star on it.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder how you'll crash and burn.
Yeah. I hope that's just a prop.
I hope it isn't.
A cannon.
There's only one explanation for a propeller on the wall.
Yes, this TV station is a giant flying battleship.
Either that, or it's just a prop. Get it?
I vote for the giant flying battleship.
Barrelhaven set.
The Barrelhaven. From whence comes this storybook set?
Clearly from a work of unparalleled artistic vision and emotional expressiveness.
No wonder I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's from the Boneville game.
Hey, even the scaffold is just a prop.
Yeah, from that show about the TV crew that solves crimes around the station using advanced forensics and overly dramatic reenactments.
Come on, whoever heard of a crime at a TV station?
Then what are you doing there?
Director.
Stand aside, casually attired stagehand. We're Sam and Max, freelance police.
We've come to save some pathetic hostages from the clutches of...
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Number one, I'm not a stagehand. I am the director. The director!
Could a fool...
Number two, we're no longer holding the auditions for animal cops with crippling mental disabilities and a lust for dance.
Oh no, we're not actors.
You got that right. I don't think I've ever seen worse acting in my entire life. And yes, I have seen Keanu Reeves' performance in Toast, the musical.
Sam, I think my hypersensitive ego may need stroking.
Don't look at me.
Next? Who's next?
We're looking for Myra Stump, the darling hawk of...
Do not mention that name in my presence.
Which name? Myra or Stump?
Either and or both.
What's your beef with Myra?
Let's just say Myra and I have creative differences. I'm creative and she isn't. I'm sorry, what was your question?
You and Myra, why the hate?
Look, Myra runs her show her way, and I run every other show my way. If she doesn't want me on her set, I could care less.
You mean you couldn't care less? If you could care less, then you do care some, which doesn't really...
No, I was right. I could care less, because I care even less about what you're saying right now.
Oh,
burn! Quiet, knucklehead.
This would be more funny for me if I haven't been on the other side of that exact argument before.
What are you doing here, anyhow?
What am I doing here? I'm holding auditions for Midtown Cowboys. What are you doing here?
Midtown Cowboys? The critically panned but publicly adored sitcom about two cattle ranchers trying to make it in Midtown Manhattan?
Yes, well summarized.
You're hiring extras?
No, I'm hiring the stars. The two main characters went on Myra a couple days ago and I haven't heard from them since. I need replacements ASAP.
Sam, did you hear that? If we can pass one lousy audition, sitcom stardom will finally be ours!
Rocketing to fame for the most insubstantial of reasons. That truly is the American dream. We'd like to apply for that instant stardom you promised?
You want to audition? Well, if there were anybody else here, I'd tell you to forget it, but okay.
All right! What do we do?
I'm going to have you play a scene from Old Yeller. Tell me you've seen it.
I'm not into horror movies.
It's the classic boy gets dog gets rabies, boy shoots dog story. Max, I want you to play the boy.
Yes! Boy! That is so me.
And Sam, you play the dog.
Oh.
Okay, Sam, ready? I need you to act like you've got full-blown rabies. Understand?
Oh, boy.
What's my motivation?
You're a mad dog. Now, show me rabbit. No, dig deep. You should be just frothing mad.
Shaving cream?
Yep.
All right.
Brilliant. Now that's what I call diseased.
Thank you. Thank you. First off, I'd like to thank all the little people who...
Zip it. Okay, Max, you've just realized your dog is walking death, and you'll have to put him down for the good of society.
Really?
You're sad. You're despondent. You're grief-stricken.
Oh, my God.
Show me the emotion.
Boo-hoo?
You call that emotion? I've seen Myra show more emotion, and she ought to be declared a National Botox Reserve. Grief, I said. Give me grief.
Tear gas grenade launcher.
Perfect. Now, the fateful moment has arrived. Despite your immense grief, you must put
Sam
your beloved companion out of his misery.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Idiot. What demonic force possessed you to do that?
The demonic force called acting, Sam. You should try it sometime.
Good thing I had my anti-hypnosis helmet built into my head. Or I'd have one too many holes in the head.
Bravo. Bravo! Such realism. Such authenticity. I was convinced you were actually shooting him. How did you do the sound effects?
You don't want to know.
The search for the Midtown Cowboys is over. Head to the set next door and we can begin filming immediately.
Let's hurry, Sam. We only have 14 minutes and 55 seconds of fame left.
Once used for apples, now used for derrieres.
An apple crate.
All right, people, let's get the stage set up. Celebrity host will be here any minute. Oh, right. The crew's working on Myra. Stupid, no talent, fat face.
Yeah. Okay.
Weren't you just...
I think she just defied the laws of physics.
Sorry, you'd be amazed how many times a day I have to do that. Things tend to be hectic here.
Doesn't bother us a bit. Sam and Max, consummate professional actors, reporting for duty.
You said duty, Sam.
I knew you guys were right for this show.
Speaking of which, could you perhaps explain the show a bit?
Okay, here's the drill. On Midtown Cowboys, you play a pair of cattle ranchers trying to raise a herd in an apartment in Manhattan.
My Uncle Ernie did that, except it was pigs, and not in an apartment.
I only see one cow.
It's a small herd. You're struggling, okay?
Okay.
You've got this landlord, Mr. Featherly, who has a very strict no-cows policy.
It reminds
Devilishly
me of,
inconvenient.
I begin to see from whence the hilarity sprouts.
Yes, Featherly is always barging in, and you try to hide the fact that you have a cow in the apartment. Lots of side gags, usually something gross winds up happening. Simple enough?
Great. Where's the script?
Well, there's a slight hitch. The cow ate most of the script, so you're going to have to ad-lib the show.
Ad-lib?
Yes, make it up as you go. Improvise.
Well, I guess our regular life has given us plenty of practice.
Don't worry, you'll be working with Philo Pennyworth, who plays Featherly. He's a brilliant actor, classically trained, Globe Theater and all that. Just set him up to do something funny and he'll handle it from there.
Check. Anything else?
Actually, yes. We did save one line from the script, and it's really important to work it in, because it's the product placement that pays for the whole show. One of you will have to say the line.
Me, pick me!
All right, Max, your line is this. Better get the serious toothpaste.
I like it already.
I'm sorry. I had a comment a few minutes ago, but I was actually dealing with ribs for dinner, and we all know how well that gets along with keyboards.
No,
the comment about duty. I was actually expecting him to make a joke about consummate instead.
No, but what I was laughing about was the On Riff Tracks in the movie Kingdom of the Spiders, there's this one part where you see these people, they got like a cow farm, and there's just like, they're just showing like one cow there, and they joke, uh-huh. And they're like, someday our one cow or like ranch is gonna turn a profit or something. Yeah. I should play it. Let me see, because it's like pretty close to the beginning. It's so funny. Let's see. So,
there's a lot to learn with this TV business. Give me the lowdown on the show one more time.
Midtown Cowboys is about two cattle ranchers raising a herd in a Manhattan apartment that has a strict no-cows policy. Your basic visual hijinks and occasional gross-out humor ensue as they concoct elaborate ruses to keep their cow hidden from their landlord, Mr. Featherly.
Oh, you got more since the last time I was here.
Yeah. I'm getting a little too used to Windows 8. I'm like trying to use my screen as a touchscreen, and it's not working.
Technically, depending on what your hardware is like, that should be possible with 7 as well. If you know what I'm on about.
I guess.
Maybe. You better
Vista 7 and XP have all had tablet PC variants.
True.
What can I say? I'm a geek. I'm going to bring these things up.
And that's what you love about
Dimension
you.
Pictures.
Oh wow, that actually kind of clashes pretty well, doesn't it?
I am king of the spiders. This is my kingdom. What's on today's agenda?
Eating bugs, Your Majesty.
Then let it be so.
Shatner.
Soft country of the spiders.
I know this is sort of a detour, but this is just, I don't know, the joke about the one cow. I have to play this for a little while now.
They're not safe. Shatner's in this one.
Yeah, Shatner's in this one. I don't want to ruin that, spoil that joke.
I'm willing to bet tomorrow will bring spiders.
Spiders. Tomorrow will bring spiders. This is so funny.
To last forever.
A phlegmy sounding Elvis to an inexpensive score.
he is always on the money with the musical thing.
Actually, the internet says she was Sammy Davis Jr.'s widow, minor celebrity in her own right.
Damn, phlegmy sounding Elvis.
Zellion?
Bet he never worked again.
Internet says he's a big screenwriter. Schindler's List among his many notable credits.
Enough. Give me that internet, young man. You're cut off.
Dorothy Burdett, courtesy of the lame 70s country singer name generator.
Will tomorrow bring the love we need?
Even though it's forbidden by the courts.
Oh my God.
Bring the unknown.
Like some freaky spider porn. Spider porn.
Oh my God.
Spider porn.
Oh, here's the guy. He's on the screen. He's got his one cow.
Man, Shatner went deep into character on this one, huh?
Yeah, but you gotta admit, he makes a great cow.
Hey, old man. You feeling mighty cheerful this morning, huh?
Did you cream your wheat?
He's looking good. Bertha's bound to win. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, me too. Hey, what century are we in?
Someday our one cow farm business model will turn a profit. I just know it.
This is great.
Ronald McDonald, is that you? Why did you send your Hamburglar to do the dirty work, you sick son of a bitch?
The cow looks at the camera from like far away. That's...
Cow gets repeatedly startled by a movie camera. The motion picture.
Man, look at that cow emote. Glad we zoomed in.
Yeah.
Are we about done? I'm only doing this gig because my agent said it would help me get a part in a Far Side cartoon.
Norman Bates tips cows?
There's a me on the back of the horse.
You just couldn't wait, could you?
Had to use that one up right away, huh, Nelson?
I'm sorry, it just happened.
It gets better. How long is this?
It's Shatner. Roping a steer and slumming in a film about spiders today.
Glorious.
Cut to these two sitting in bathtubs on a cliff overlooking the sunset, and the erectile dysfunction ad is complete.
Now to shock the testicles and collect a semen sample.
Oh, no.
Huh? No, I was talking about me.
He's got some needle. He's injecting the cow.
He loves this. It's like they say, the key to a woman's heart is injecting a steer's rump with a syringe full of some kind of fluid.
Mm-hmm. That was adequate.
Adequate? What are you talking about? It's damn good and you know it.
He says that to her several times a day.
Oh. You know. What do you say, steer? Steer says, did a good job.
Steer talks like Jerry Lewis.
Adequate.
Shatner's fixating because adequate is the best review he's ever gotten.
You wouldn't dare.
Come here, little boy.
You
come
here.
What are the weirder stages of the Arby's job application?
These severe rope burns and my skin knees are so flirty and fun.
Damn you, John.
Huh. And suddenly the simulated cowboy rape got weird.
Well, he's not John,
so much
I guess.
For Rocky Dirt sets, no. I guess.
I may be a lot of things to a lot of people, but I'm not my brother.
Oh, I didn't mean your brother. I meant Supreme Court Justice John Roberts.
What the hell?
Dr. Hansen, you have an emergency phone call from Walter Colby.
And a pager you stole from Starfleet on your last day.
John isn't around anymore. Maybe it's time to get used to it.
Also, sorry for smearing steer dung in your hair just now.
Oh, God.
Well, Mr. Spots, guess it's just you and me tonight.
According to movies, nobody who works on a farm has bought a new truck since the 40s.
All right.
Man, it's hard to ride when you're still excited from the sex and turned away for no good reason. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, God. I could just keep watching this.
Thing,
but...
John.
Damn it!
Oh! Oh, and with that, I think we will go back to this. All right. So,
remind me what that charmingly peculiar line was that you wanted Max to say?
Better get the serious toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's all, I'm remembering
we're
everything.
As ready as we're ever gonna be. Let's start taping the show.
Okay, remember, your landlord's at the door, and you don't want him to know you've got a cow in there. Ready? Action!
Midtown Cowboys!
Open up in there. I know you're hiding a cow. Hey!
What's so?
Open up! Open up in there. I know
quick,
you're
do something
hiding
fun.
A cow.
Hey, comedy's hard work.
Hey!
The cow?
Open up!
No!
Hey, bossy.
Open up in there. I know you're hiding a cow.
Oh my.
It's a chicken.
Oh, for pity's sake. This will never work if you're not even going to try to disguise the cow.
Cut.
Amateurs.
Huh.
Let's shaving get the cream. Set back the way it was.
Shaving cream?
On the cow or something?
Let's have another go at that scene, shall we?
Okay, now remember, your landlord's at the door, and you don't want him to know you've got a cow in there. Ready? Action!
Yeah.
He's got to fix his tie during the...
Yeah.
Open up in there. I know you're hiding a cow.
Let there be light.
All right, I took a lampshade. I'll see,
goodness,
there's a plate.
Who left this lying here?
Open up!
Took a plate off a table. Let's see, what can we do with the
open
wall?
Open up in there! I know
this could use some sprucing up. Whatever happened to
the
paint spray paint?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that I may incriminate both myself and a prominent local politician.
Open say up. No more.
Intercom.
Open
just
up
a
in
second,
there.
Mr. Federley.
I know you're hiding a
It's what's really funny is it keeps getting better and better as it goes.
Yeah.
Open up.
Cow
these are all thesauri. Who decorated this set?
I know
English majors working
cow.
For peanuts as usual.
Hey. Open up. All right, I know you've got. Oh, fuck! You disguised the cow.
Cut!
Amateurs!
Well, so much for that.
Let's get the set back the way it was.
I think we need to, get something from elsewhere.
I shouldn't fool with the set while we're not taping the show.
I don't know.
I don't care if it is just a prop. I'm not touching that with my bare hands. How convenient. This way we can shoot a TV show about people watching a TV show.
And if the show they're watching is the show of themselves watching, the universe could fold in on itself and explode!
Best leave it turned off, then. Hi, Mom.
Off to the side of the set, you can see a poker table from the first poker night game. Alright. Embarrassing idol door? Game show door. What's in here?
I thought that's the way you came in.
So did I.
I just don't see how you can sing and be a judge. I don't think the public would swallow that.
Hey, Sam, do my eyes deceive me, or are those our formerly hypnotized former child star acquaintances, the Soda Poppers?
Sweet jellyfish paste on a stick, you're right.
My God.
What are the odds?
Could we find another judge? What about one of those guys?
Yeah.
I don't suppose either of you would be interested in being a judge on Embarrassing Idol, the hot new show where we make uncomfortable entertainment out of people's misplaced faith in their own singing ability.
Yes.
Oh, me. I promise I'll be completely unbiased in my abuse of the contestants.
Fine. Take a seat.
Goody!
Awesome.
I get to sing!
Oh my God.
Welcome back to Embarrassing Idol. The judges are chomping at the bit, so say hello to our first contestant, Peepers.
Am I blue? Who are you? Can I fly?
Oh, God.
Well, that was a bit sloppy, but I particularly like how you hit that high note. That always impresses me. I think you'll get my vote.
I'm definitely voting for you. After all, you are my brother.
Very impressive. You sound almost exactly like a sick cat being dragged through rusty farm machinery. But this is a singing contest, so I think I'll have to vote for someone else. Is there anyone else?
Not so far.
Yay!
Quick, get what he put down. There's a shark.
Hey, can I try my pipes out on this thing?
Go right ahead. Frankly, we can use all the contestants we can muster.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next contestant, Sam.
He's got his banjo.
Hello. I'd like to do a little song I call.
I have a selection of choices here.
Oh, let's please see. Read them.
Busted Down Hound Dog Blues, Love Has a Thorny Backside, Bottleneck on the Freeway of Doom, Just Like Someone Else, just like someone else's song, only somehow better.
The one with the thorny backside, definitely.
Love has a thorny backside.
There's a shark below him. Oh, I guess I got to pick the words now. Okay.
Let's see. I'm in terrible torment. I'm unbelievably happy. I'm cryptic and therefore deep. I'm more successful than you. I'm in terrible torment and I'm unbelievably happy.
I'm in terrible torment.
Howling at that drippy old punk of moon.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
She's at brunch today with some baboon.
I'm just like picking random crap.
I'll say anything to make it rhyme.
Blowing like a zephyr on a dew.
And let's hear from our judges.
Bravo! Your wobbly tenor is way better than Peeper's shrill squawking. Your stylings are quite interesting, but I noticed you never really hit a high note. Peepers is still getting my vote.
You sing beautifully, and your lyrics are enchanting. But Peepers is my brother, so I pretty much have to vote for him.
Oh.
Remember, folks, on Embarrassing Idol, the decision of the judges must be unanimous. Stay tuned for more exciting action after this.
And we're cut. It's okay to sing again if you want to, by the way. Could improve your chances.
Can I look at these?
Sure, take them. I've got them memorized. Am I blue? Who are you? Can I fly?
Very impressive. Is that your mug?
No, it was here when I got here, last week.
Ew. Once used for apples.
Let's see what's in the other door from the sitcom room.
From Midtown Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Previously on Midtown Cowboys.
You amateurs, you didn't even try to disguise the cow.
Who's that? Never going to be a millionaire.
Look, Max, there's the door to Myra's set. Let's get in there and liberate her literally captive audience.
Sam, forget the hostages. There's somebody famous. It's Hugh Bliss.
Who Bliss?
No, Hugh Bliss. Inventor of prismatology. Helped millions unlock the power of their personal color spectrums.
Right. The stage magician turned happiness guru. Like we didn't have enough of those already.
I want to meet him.
Fine. But if he magically pulls another rainbow butterfly out of somebody's ear, I'm leaving.
Hi, Hugh Bliss.
Hi, I'm Hugh Bliss.
Yeah, we know.
And you are Sam and Max, freelance police.
How do you know?
Do you believe in magic? Because I do.
Oh, my God.
That reminds me, I don't know why, that reminds me of the guy, whoever they got to play the role of Michael Jackson in a certain episode of South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Dazzle us with a feat of ledger domain, why don't you?
Okay, I'll show you the magic of prismatology in action. Pick a color, any color.
Ochre. No, mauve. Burnt sienna.
How about a color I've heard of, Pick a color, as long as it's red, green, or blue.
Well.
Do blue, Hugh.
Oh.
He turned himself blue.
Is it real, or is it illusion?
Make him turn green.
Yeah, because then he'll look like an alien.
I challenge you to change colors again.
Okay, pick a color.
It's not easy being green.
Oh, but it is with magic.
Ah.
Get a photo?
Well, I have a feeling like we'll have just having a photo of a... Because remember, he has to be like...
Intimate?
Doing something with somebody? Well, let's see.
Say, Hugh Bliss, can we get a picture with you for our scrapbook of instantly forgettable memories?
Splendid idea. I wish I'd thought of it. Oh, and in fact, I did. Hence the camera. Now gather round.
But how will you take the picture?
By magic.
Okay.
Say, chocolate-covered puppies.
Chocolate-covered puppies.
So where's the picture, Magic Man?
Oh, God. I seem to have misplaced it.
This check guy is pockets. Freaking me out.
Maybe I left it there.
Sorry to interrupt your little joy fest, but I've got a situation here.
Never fear, pretty lady. Hugh Bliss is here.
Yeah. Anyway, our game show host went on Myra hours ago, and he still hasn't come out. Think you can fill in till he gets back?
Can a butterfly fly? Yes, it can. Oh, what do?
When a contestant comes to the podium, just read him a question from the card. Then, when he gets it wrong, insult him and tell him to get off the stage.
Oh, no. Prismatology teaches us to love everyone, no matter what.
Right, just read the cards.
Okay. I still love you.
Oh, my God.
Should have Max do it.
I know.
Emetics.
Life troubling your digestion? Reality blocking your passages? Expel your troubles with Emetics, the handbook for multicolored happiness.
Already got a copy. I read it every morning on the can.
multi-colored happiness indeed.
I love it how he's still green.
How about yes, another picture, you yes. miss?
How about this? Instead of a new picture, we'll just recycle the old one. Save the Earth.
Sure, whatever.
Gather round.
Huh.
So check your inventory, see if there's a picture in there.
Well, there is.
That's where I'd stand if I were the host, which I'm not.
You gonna try to disguise the cow again?
It's polite to knock. You do know we're taping a show here.
Great day in the morning.
It's Myra Stump herself! Yourself.
How about letting your hostages go now? What do you say?
Hostages? They're my guests! You know, if there's one that fries my burger, it's the rampant victim culture in American media today. Oh, boo-hoo! Myra's audience all got luxury minivans. Now they have to worry about where they're going to park! Bah!
I know what you mean, Myra. It's like I'm always telling people, don't think of it as a bullet wound. Think of it as a transfusion opportunity.
Your eyes look a little spirally. Are you feeling all right?
Of course I am, sweetheart. By the way, when was the last time you brushed your teeth? And you should really be flossing.
You certainly sound like your normal self. But why are you keeping everybody in there?
I'm just doing what I always do. Slave and toil to put on the best show possible. It's just, after opening presents from well-wishers, I felt so compelled to make this show extra special.
Don't be alarmed. But I'm beginning to suspect that you might be hypnotized.
Don't be silly. Hypnotism is just an excuse people use today to abdicate responsibility. I hate how this country's become a bushel of Bill and Betty brainwashies.
Hypnotized or not, that sounds like Myra's patented blend of lovingly cutting criticism and charismatic know-it-all-itry.
Can we come in and see the show?
Can you? Don't you mean...
May we come in and see the show?
That's much better. No, we're at full capacity. The only people getting in now are famous people who are appearing on the show.
Can't may we appear as guests on your show?
I excel at talking about myself.
Are you famous?
Perhaps. In an internet petition or there ought to be a law kind of way.
Not good enough. I'll need evidence of your explosive star power.
I blew up a public restroom last week.
I want to see a copy of your recording contract, for one thing.
Well, what if we...
Recording contract and a clip from your hit TV show. You're not anybody these days if you don't act and sing.
Recording contract, TV clip.
Piece of cake.
No cake. I'm on a diet. But I will naturally need evidence of the latest juicy scandal you've been involved in.
We have to be scandalized?
Of course. What kind of show do you think this is?
Are you sure you want us to answer that?
Look, it's very simple. Show me a recording contract, a clip from your TV show, and some evidence of a scandal, and I'll squeeze you in.
Oh, is that all? I'm gonna go get my autograph book. We'll be right back.
It's too nice to stay indoors. You boys should go play outside. And you should stop making that face, dear. It'll stick if you're not careful.
What face?
Time to go do Midtown Cowboys. Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Or stay on the contestant thing for the who can't be a millionaire. Was there another door in the Midtown?
I don't think so. We could try this again, I guess.
What's that door?
That's the... Cooking show door.
Cooking without looking. Clever. Wow, she really does magic.
That's enough lard to clog the arteries of a major metropolis.
Or start a circus of grease squirrels.
I rue the day you lost your NEA funding, Max. This fridge isn't even a fridge. It's a fake.
Welcome to Cooking Without Looking, the cooking show for the typical bachelor kitchen, containing no fruits, vegetables, or healthy ingredients of any sort. The show where we take a random assortment of condiments and barely edible items and create a meal within minutes. Filling in for Chuck Flagon this week, these guys.
They have cooking hats.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sam. It's great to be here.
You, Buckethead, the audience.
Oh, greetings, worshipful fans. Remember, the only reason I'm on TV is because I'm better than you.
We've got some serious cooking to do, so let's get right to it.
What are we making, Sam?
Casserole, a cake, chilled...
What was the last one?
Cats. A bunch of gunk in a dish. Let's get some ingredients from the ingredient rack and add it to what we professionals call the yummying hod.
Oh. Isn't that a pot?
Max, we both know a pot is what you and I fight over when we play poker. This is the yummying hod.
Let's see. Squid tentacles, wombat secretions, buffalo chips, sulfuric acid, hair gel, uranium pellets, tweed, pink paint oil, roofing tiles, clipping,
MSG.
Dried dingo kidneys, asbestos sprinkles, lard, monk paste, and red dye number 2.
Uranium tablets.
No more than a dash of uranium pellets.
They also go great in Chex Mix.
Oh, God!
We can pick again.
Every chef has a signature ingredient that no one has ever heard of or used.
MSG.
If you put in enough that you feel a burning sensation in the back of the neck, forearms, and chest, you're just about there.
Why is suddenly the music so freaking loud? This is like ridiculous. I can't hear them at all.
Don't we just notice that?
You crack me up, little buddy.
All right, so we got uranium pellets, MSG. you gotta turn yourself down.
Oh, sorry.
Or laugh further away from the microphone. Lard. You can't cook without some lard.
Skimp on the lard.
See?
That's right. If you take the lard out of lard ass, all you have is ass.
Well said, Max.
What's that top?
That's probably a bit more
acid.
Buffalo chips.
A handful or two of buffalo chips.
You really can't add too many buffalo chips.
Of course, who could forget the asbestos sprinkles?
This stuff isn't just for school lunches. Sprinkles. Real kitchens use it too.
You'll want to crush up some dried dingo kidneys.
Come on, bachelors. You know you have them. Look under the sofa cushions.
Make sure to include red dye number 2.
Scroll wheel over.
If there's
that
not at least some possibility of malignant tumors, it's not real bachelor cooking.
Oh, we can hit cook it to finish.
Now, do we broil it, Sam?
Right you are, little buddy. Into the oven it goes. And, through the magic of TV cooking show time, ta-da! You've successfully perverted the laws of God and man.
Oh, boy. Let's take it with us.
Welcome once again to Cooking Without Looking, the show where we use absolutely no natural ingredients whatsoever and still make something you guys can choke down. Filling in for the
emphasis on the choke.
Poison Chuck Flagon, yep. These guys.
Thank you. And
what are we making this time, Sam?
No nutritious parts, but plenty of.
Today we're baking a cake. Let's visit our rack of ingredients and add flavoring to the flavoring pail.
I'm pretty sure that's a pot, Sam.
Max, let's leave the cooking to me and the eating to you. You want to use the sulfuric acid sparingly. It can easily overwhelm the other ingredients.
And your taste buds, and your esophagus.
Everything.
Of course, you're going to want a few dashes of hair gel.
Don't worry, bachelors. As long as you use it only for cooking, no one will think you less of a man.
Don't skimp on the lard.
That's right. If you take the lard out of lard ass, all you have is ass.
Well said, Max. A fistful of squid tentacles.
Ooh, that's my favorite Western.
Of course, it wouldn't be real bachelor cooking without tweed.
Bachelors, here's a tip. Tweed isn't just for cooking. It also makes a great toupee.
Okay.
A dash of pink mink oil is a must.
Nothing says I last ate real food in the 80s like the inclusion of something pink.
Make sure to include red dye number 2.
If there's not at least some possibility of malignant tumors, it's not real bachelor cooking.
Yep.
We've already got that thing we made before.
No, I ate it while you were looking at the ingredients. Now do we broil it, Sam?
Right you are, little buddy. Into the oven it goes.
And all this
magic
is
of TV
is
cooking
nice
show time, one gorgeous, delicious cake, ready to be binged upon or shared amongst friends.
Oh boy, let's take it with us.
All right.
Let's make a sandwich. A cooler.
Yeah.
Midtown Cowboy seems to be the hub of where you can find everything from.
Apparently. Well, I guess we can try to do this again. I don't know.
Let's have another go at that scene, shall we?
Okay, now remember, your landlord's at the door, and you don't want him to know you've got a cow in there. Ready? Action!
So we know you can pick up the plate and the thing from the,
Yeah.
Open up in there! I know you're hiding.
Let there be light.
Oh, dear.
Hey!
Goodness, who left this lying here?
Who?
Open up! Open up in there! I know you're hiding a cow! Hey! Open up! Open up in there! All right!
Time limit.
I know you've got... Oh,
I guess
so. This will never work to disguise the cow!
Cut!
Amateurs.
Okay.
Let's get the set back the way it was.
I don't know what to do.
Put the cake on the cow, and then put the, what's it called? The lampshade on also, and say it's, you know, lunch and a light. Well, if you put the plate underneath the cow pie, what else can I think of?
I don't know.
And put the shaving cream on its mouth and say it's rabid. It's rabid.
Let's have another go at that scene, shall we?
Okay, ready?
Oh, the shaving cream is a good way to work in about the toothpaste.
They're probably hiding a cow.
Open up in there. I know you're hiding a cow.
Oh, jeez.
Hey!
I'm pretty sure cows only eat grass and television scripts.
Please tell me that there's a segment later where we can shoot this guy in the face.
Open up in there! I know you're hiding a cow!
He made it rabid.
Aha! I know you've got a... Well, 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 who's your guest, boys?
Santa Claus, Colonel Sanders, my aging Uncle Griswold, a cow with shaving cream on its face.
Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to my good friend, Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders?
What?
Cut.
No. You've gone entirely too far. Comedy is comedy, but this is monstrous.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
Get the set back the way it was.
Well, at least we got past round number 1.
Maybe. Yeah. Let's try this.
Let's have another go at that scene, shall we?
See if you can squeeze in some gross-out humor this time. Ready? Action!
Oh, put the plate underneath the thing for the,
Yeah.
Open up in there! I know you're
Goodness,
hiding
who
a
who left
cow.
This lying here?
Hey! Open up! Open up in there! I know you're hiding a cow!
See, like, as soon as I do something, it...
All right, I know you've got... Oh, for pity's sake! This will never disguise.
All right, come on, let's try this again.
Does he know they're having a cow?
Open up in there! I know you're finding a cow!
Moo.
Open up! Aha! I know you've got a... Well, well, well! Who's your guest, boys?
Uncle Griswold.
This is my octogenarian Uncle Griswold, a retired chimney sweep from Lowell, Nebraska.
Now he travels the world chasing cyclones in a mobile home.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. I'm something of a twister buff myself, ever since I saw The Wizard of Oz when I was a boy.
Now you can get the plate and put it underneath the hoosie.
Goodness, who left this lying here?
Let's see. I think he's saying blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Say, what's this? I'm sorry, what was that you said?
Oh.
He said meow. Uncle Griswold thinks he's a cat.
He's awful big for a cat.
Just be thankful he's not in heat.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm just not sure where we're going with this. Can we start again?
Cut! Let's get the set back the way it was.
Damn.
Maybe put the lampshade over its ass.
I don't know.
Well, it's something we could pick up. We gotta figure out something else we can do unless we just look up the guide.
Well,
at least I thought of the shaving cream idea.
Yeah. Well, let's give this another
shot. Let's have another go at that scene, shall we?
Yeah.
Places, everybody. And action!
Probably hiding.
Open
a cow.
Up in there! I know you're hiding a cow! Open up!
And it's surprising we have an unlimited supply of shaving cream.
Yeah.
Aha! I know you've got a... Well, well, well. Who's your guest, boys?
Santa Claus?
No.
This is my octogenarian uncle, Griswold, a retired chimney sweep from Lowell, Nebraska.
Now he travels the world chasing cyclones in a mobile home.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. I'm something of a twister buff myself, ever since I saw The Wizard of Oz when I was a boy.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Does he know they're hiding a cat? It's catchy once you hear it a couple times.
Yeah.
Let there be light. The cow's already got a disguise.
The ongoing blah blah blah.
Maybe give them put the cake between here. The chicken and the cow.
I don't know.
Say, what's this? Sorry, what was that you said?
He said moon.
As in, the cow jumped over thee. I mean...
Cut.
Please, try to remember that your characters are attempting to hide the true nature of the cow.
Let's get the set back the way it was.
That was a bit of a hint right there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let's try this again and see how far we can get.
Let's have another go at that change, shall we?
See if you can squeeze in some gross-out humor this time. Ready? Action!
Open up in there! I know you're hiding a cow! Hey! Open up!
There we go. Life of the party.
Ooh, in different disguise.
Yeah.
Aha! I know you got a... Well, well, well. Who's your guest, boys?
Our chef, Abraham Lincoln, the Prince of Upper Thrombosis, a cow wearing a lampshade.
Not a cow.
This is the French chef we hired to satisfy our inexplicable, insatiable craving for omelets and duck a la lampe.
And frog's leg. I like mine extra crispy.
Oh, a French chef, eh? I love French bread and French fries. I went to Gay Paris one time myself, you know. It was back in my army days.
Goodness, who left this lying here?
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, now the cow pie is going to be a chocolate souffle.
Oh, God.
So why don't you taste it, sir?
Say, what's this? I'm sorry, what was that you said?
He said moo goo guy pan. It's a French dish the chef has just made.
Whoa, super! I'll try some of that. Where's the plate?
I can't help but feel this is all terribly wrong.
Aha! Interesting.
That's one word for it.
There's a familiar flavor. Fennel, maybe?
Kentucky bluegrass, I think.
This moo moo whatever stuff is really good. What's it called in English?
Cow pie.
Really? Well, that's funny. It sounds just like...
Now he has the serious toothpaste.
Now. Better get the serious toothpaste.
And cut. That was comical. The network is going to love it.
Naturally. I'll be in my dressing room refreshing my muse. Don't call me for at least an hour.
Nice work, you guys. Here's a clip for your reel.
Thanks.
Let's get the set back the way it was.
All right.
One thing down, two to go. Or technically two things down and one to go. I guess we gotta go on Who Can't Be a Millionaire for the singing.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see what if I. Oh no, wait. Let's try going back to the game show. Who's never gonna be a millionaire?
We've got a contestant, people! Hit it!
Whoa! This
From
guy can teleport!
Deep within the
like a rainbow.
Of WALP.
Yeah.
It's Who's Never Going to Be a Millionaire with
Yay!
Special guest host, Hugh Bliss.
Hi, I'm Hugh Bliss.
Oh my God.
Our first contestants are a pair of professional freelance police officers. They enjoy firing their guns randomly and running over things. Please welcome Sam and Max.
Yay!
Hooray.
Listen, Sam, they love us.
Yay!
Welcome. You know the rules. If you can answer even one question correctly, you'll walk away a millionaire.
Start loading the armored cars, Hugh, because my brain's stuffed with enough worthless trivia to power a small Chilean village for decades.
It's true!
Okay, are you ready? Oh, happy day. It's an easy one. If a man sets out from the Horsehead Nebula in a spaceship traveling at thrice the speed of light, and his father leaves from Rigel 2 at the same time going half the speed, how many nanoseconds will it be before time paradox causes the first man never to have been born?
Ooh. No idea, no clue, no chance, no hope.
No hope.
I'm not sure, but I'll say false.
That's not really a valid answer. You lose!
This is an outrage. I demand a recount.
We do have a fabulous consolation prize. A copy of Emetics by me, Hugh Bliss.
No thanks. I'm content to leave with just my burning shame and newfound sense of inadequacy.
Okay!
Find out which poor schmuck will be the next to blow his chance at millions right after these messages.
And he teleports back. I guess maybe we gotta get the clip from, clever.
Hey, a perfect fit.
The old switcheroo. So I just switched his question cards with Peeper's sing-song lyrics.
We've got another contestant. Hit it!
Welcome back. Our next contestants are these guys again.
Okay, are you ready? The question is, am I blue?
No.
No, Hugh, you're not blue.
Oh, dear. Oh, me, oh, my. That's absolutely right!
Oh, my.
Yes. He's green.
Congratulations! You're a millionaire!
Someone had to win.
We're rich! Filthy rich!
Yeah!
We just went bankrupt, so we will not be back after these messages.
Nice.
Nice. Well, this is awkward, but we don't actually have a million in cash.
Sweet mother of all quiz show scandals.
We'll have to give you $1 million worth of food stamps. They're right over there. Woohoo!
Can you buy deep-fried licorice ropes with food stamps?
We'll take it. One. Two.
Oh,
three.
Geez.
174. 175. 999,999. And a million. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go spend it, Sam. It's burning a hole in my pocket.
It's putting quite a bulge in mine.
What?
I guess we gotta go back to the idol show, maybe? Unless we have a clip thing about singing.
Yeah.
Idol. He's the champion, right?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, Max just walks back and forth.
I made this cake myself.
I think this is the way... Well, I don't know. Maybe we can trade in the food stamps for that voice modulator?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I'm trying to figure out how the hell we get out of here.
This is the way. Because we came from here.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't start off as the idol show.
Yeah.
What's with the pool of water?
It's acid, brain freeze. Don't you ever watch the show?
Max is waiting in the chair. That's funny.
He's the judge.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
let's head over to Bosco's.
It's Sam and Max. I saw you on the telly.
How do you watch TV from in there?
I've got monitors you don't even know about.
I break character like crazy.
We want to buy something.
Quite so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We come bearing 1 million American dollars.
Now hand over the voice modulator.
Blimey! Food stamps? I suppose I must accept them. Both the Danish government conspiracy. It's hogwash. Complete codswallop. Here, then, is your chemical-based voice modulator.
This is a helium balloon strapped to an inhaler.
But it works! Trust me!
Holy chipmunk, Ari is warbling out of a souped-up 78-speed turntable. It works!
Thanks, Bosco!
Hot weenies.
Are those the same two weenies that were in there a month ago?
Are you the same two weenies that were in here a month ago?
All right, I think let's head back to the game show. Yeah. Hopefully we have we can successfully win Embarrassing Idol. And then close the show for the day.
Where are we going, Sam?
The TV studio.
Goody!
Well, peepers, you underdeveloped former non-psychotherapist you. What a treat to run across you again.
I'm not sure if I ever properly thanked you for hitting me over the head recently. Repeatedly.
No gratitude necessary. Just doing our jobs.
Sure.
How do you hit those high notes for you?
How do you manage to hit those eardrum-scarring high notes?
If you're implying that I use any artificial vocal enhancements, I don't! What you hear is pure peepers!
That's almost exactly what I would have said.
I'm dying to know. Is there any truth to the rumors about lip-syncing on the old Soda Poppers TV show?
We only did that on the released version.
Your lyrics have an intriguingly vapid quality. Did you write them yourself?
Of course! Any similarity to lyrics from other wildly popular songs is meant as homage, not theft.
Really, is there any trick to hitting the high notes like you do?
Look, I told you, I don't use any artificial vocal enhancement, and I resent the implication. I have a gift, that's all.
I'll leave you to whatever it is you're doing over here.
Good luck!
Tell me, old judge, what gruesome qualities do you look for in a singing performance?
Fraternity! I'm voting for Peepers no matter what! He's my brother! The one who didn't forget my birthday today, I might add.
I said I was sorry.
Time to give him the cake. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I'm glad somebody remembered.
I said I was sorry. What more do you want?
A treat would be nice.
Isn't this also St. Boniface Day?
Patron saint of carnivorous plants and spiky things? I think that's next week. Enjoy your judging. Catch you later.
Uh-huh.
I have an idea. let's see if we, if the photo we have is sufficient. I don't know. Of the green alien. Oops. Not the cake.
Nah. Nope.
Well, I don't want to use it with Sam. I want to use it with the person in front of him. Shirk user interface.
Sam, this is perfect. This photo is a capstone. It succinctly summarizes over 30 years of extraterrestrial-related photographic evidence.
Exactly.
Sybil, that photo is a hoax.
Exactly. I couldn't have asked for better. Now I can print the paper. Available at newsstands now.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Now it'd be funny if you can buy it.
Yeah, let's see if we can get a copy.
We're famous.
Hooray! Can we begin misbehaving now?
Yeah.
Secret Cub Scout arsenal uncovered.
Who goes there? Oh, it's you lot.
Oh, I don't know why I clicked that.
A little ketchup is always good on a cake.
I like that sign that said, buy one, get one.
Yeah.
It looks like candy, but I'm pretty sure it's fish tank gravel again.
I've had worse. Where are we going, Sam?
The TV studio.
Goody!
Wow, Max has a teleport move too.
Did you see the license plate on that car? The other one?
Yeah, what did it say?
It said DRGDLR.
Ah. Clever. Is that product placement there for you?
Drug dealer? Probably not.
That must be Max's car.
How about some cake?
Not hungry, thanks.
Happy birthday.
Oh, boy! Birthday cake! That red frosting looks tasty.
Oh, God.
Max ate it just fine.
Excuse me. Boy, that was really... really? Time out for number two!
That's right.
What the? Darn it! He'd better not be going to see Myra. Well, anyway, we can't wait. We'll just have to finish the show with only two judges. Whatever you guys agree on goes.
Vote for me!
Vote for me.
Yeah, now time to use the voice modulator and sing up a song.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next contestant, Sam.
Hello. I'd like to do a little song I call... Just Like Someone Else's Song, Only Somehow Better. Chomping on a crunchy silver spoon.
Play
and cocktail angst on my pursuit. Blowing like a zephyr on a dew.
And let's hear from our judges.
I admire your courage even more than your singing. You've still got my vote.
Thanks, little buddy.
You really nailed that high note. Whoa! And you're less sloppy than my brother is. You've got my vote. Hey!
All of the remaining judges have agreed. We have a winner.
No.
Yes.
Congratulations, Sam. Here's your recording contract.
Ben Bottom Records. It's like a dream come true.
Specs, I'll get you for this if it's the last thing I do. Right after I get back from Mount Rushmore.
Rushmore?
I'd better go after him.
I just remembered. I have to feed my goldfish.
Are we still taping?
Be sure to join us next time on Embarrassing Idol.
And with that, I think we'll say... All right. So, tune in next time when things and more things will happen.
Yay.
So, that's it for us. And that's it, and that's all. So, stay tuned for more Who Knows What on TBRN. It'll be good.
Yes, it will.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I thought this was gonna... I thought the song was gonna end in time perfectly, but it didn't. So I'm gonna just keep waiting.
In the words of Porky Pig.
Here we go. Oh.
It's all blue.
Aha!